There needs to be a camera on Kevin at all times,
just in case something happens. Because it will. It always will.
He started that off. The thing didn't roll. Then he started making fun of us.
Yeah.
And then he went back in. Then he got embarrassed that he ever got him flustered and shit like that. It was hilarious. Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You tried to.
I said you guys were just sitting there. I was telling you what the shot looked like. So when the chat is
what a fun time. This is Internet Explorers. We just hang out on the internet. We're with you. Chat's there. I'm Tim. It's Nick.
Hey,
you have a donut.
I did. Well, I got a donut yesterday, left over from the KFAF shoot yesterday.
Yeah.
Turns out, and this is going to sound be a huge shocker for you, I got way too many donuts yesterday on the company dime.
Classic Nick.
There's
classic
so many. I walked in today thinking surely people would have eaten them. Mm-hmm. And people have continued to just eat parts of them. It's the most odd way to eat a donut ever because we cut up parts of them. So people now, I think, feel obligated to just cut a little part off of each donut. It's like
something tells me they are not cutting parts off. They are
100%. This donut was 100%.
Grabbing those donuts,
you think
taking a bite and putting that motherfucker back.
No.
Kevin's laughing.
No, I mean, I tore off a piece. I didn't take a bite like a fucking animal.
Are you sick, Kevin? Should you be tearing pieces off of donuts right now? He's like, oh my God, I'm so sniffly. I had to stay home on Monday.
I'm so sniffly.
No, I stayed home yesterday, not Monday. It was Wednesday, Nicholas.
Shut up, you sniffly bitch.
And I just stayed home because I was tired. I needed to sleep.
I can't even talk shit. Look at me right now. Hey, look at these fucking glasses. I look like I'm going to an art school.
You look community art school. You look good with the glasses. Right. They make you look distinguished. Secondly, I'm very happy that your eyeball is doing better. If anyone watched, what the fuck
the
did
Pokemon
we do yesterday?
Direct yesterday.
No, we were okay. Yeah, I was gonna say we recorded in review yesterday for Toy Story 2. You were feeling so bad that you couldn't make it.
Yeah,
your eye was beet red, and me and Greg exploding. And Kevin to some degree.
I wasn't here, Nick.
Yeah, but you're here in spirit, Kevin.
I ironically in the morning when I was here at 5:45, I was like, dude, your eye looks fucked. Go to urgent care and just make
sure. So I was telling him to go to urgent care as well. Mm. He left. And then, Kevin, what do you think we did once everyone was gone and Tim was gone and we were doing the show?
You made fun of his eye.
We made fun of his eye so badly. We had a whole one-eyed Timmy thing set up.
One-eyed Timmy.
We were going to try to get
they call me.
If you had your eye taken out, we were going to try to get a pirate boat delivered to the office. We'd go party on it.
A pirate boat.
Like a pirate boat. Like, you know, like a mobile boat, like fun party boat thing, but dressed up like a pirate boat. It was going to be super fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing better, though.
Me too.
Because two eyes is better than one, everyone knows.
Kev, can you bring this up?
No, I'm just looking at my Twitter for the first time, and guess what? People did the Donald Ducking thing.
That's weird.
They sent that to me. Thanks.
So look at my eye here, all right?
He's crying.
God, you guys. But yeah, look, I can't even open my left eye. It's all like... It looks like I got punched.
Bear looks great, though.
You do look like
Bear
you got a fight.
Fantastic.
Should there be audio on this?
Bear, no. That shirt's great. Yeah.
Thank you.
You should always wear shirts like that.
Where I got that shirt?
Facebook?
Hot Topic.
Of course.
That
of course.
Mic's not on, Bear.
Thanks, Kev.
How did I know that you were using it?
Because he ran in the room.
Gotcha on that one, didn't he?
I'm prickly Tim today.
With logic like that, no can defend. No.
There's a rule here, kind of funny,
yeah.
That doing one show, fine. Being on two shows, you're pushing it.
If
you're on three shows...
You're allowed to say whatever you want about anyone.
Right? Everything's just out the way. This is my third show of the day today. So day to
How was the Google Stadia conference?
It was interesting.
And by the way, cool. I take it as a fucking complete offense now that E3 starts a fucking full week before the goddamn show goes.
You're finally getting your lifelong goal, Nick, of not having to deal with E3.
No, because E3 has now morphed into this thing that's always. Mm-hmm. It's always happening. It's
E3.
Always E3.
It is.
And so it's never E3.
I love it so much.
It's ridiculous. We started with a fucking 5-minute Pokemon conference 2 days ago.
15 minutes, okay?
What was the stirring news that got everyone up at 6 a.m. in the morning, Nintendo?
They get really big now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Could have just probably put a tweet out about that, right?
Hey, guys, they get
big. They could have really put, hey, guys, they're sleeping and they get big now.
They are sleeping. Pokemon sleep. Don't sleep on it.
I just find it ridiculous that E3 is the conference that refuses to die. It is just getting longer and less impactful.
No, that's more.
That is the case.
Impact all over me. Speaking of E3, we're going hard, baby. All weekend. Stay tuned. Watch along with us. We already did the Google one today. We did the Pokemon one the day before that, which was yesterday. Whoa.
Right?
time goes far here. But you can go to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames to watch our live watch along reactions to those. And all weekend, every conference, all the big ones, we'll be doing them. We'll be doing Microsoft and Bethesda on Sunday, Ubisoft, Square Enix on Monday. In between those, the Kind of Funny Games showcase, 4:30 p.m. youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Please be there. Please support us. Be nice in the chat. And then Tuesday, Nintendo. And then we go down to E3. Fun times.
That's it, man.
Fun times for everyone. Then it's just Nick here. All alone.
No, we're not doing Games Daily, right?
But no Games Daily.
We are doing the other morning shows, right?
We are doing all of the morning
except
shows.
Except for the Monday,
with
Tuesday
the exception ones? Of Monday.
Right.
So there will be no We Have Cool Friends next week because there's too many conferences that day.
Too many conferences.
I hate us so much.
No, I love us. Fuck you. Fuck everyone.
Yeah.
You don't like this show? Keep watching it.
Andy and Bear are both in.
What's your problem?
fucking disgusting animal.
Come and see the bag of fucking my chips over at the corner.
My mic is off.
But we hear it. We know.
Fucking hear it. Crunchy McGillicuddy.
I can smell you.
God damn, I can feel you, Kevin. I can fucking feel
Where
you.
Where can you feel him, Nick?
I can feel him in my brain and in the lower part of my colon.
Anyway, I found out what happened to my eye. I ripped my cell membrane.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna be okay though.
How did you do that?
For anybody worrying. Contacts. A contact issue. A contact high. Contact.
So you left your contacts in overnight.
I left them in overnight.
And then you had to rip them out of your eyeball.
Rip them out. Yeah. And ripped the
That's terrifying.
Cell membrane. But it's okay. And I keep telling people, Kevin, cut to the my one.
Can you give him the one, Kev?
Because I have eye glue.
He's got eye glue.
I have to just keep
It's like crazy glue.
Then I'm going to be fine. Then I won't have to wear these godforsaken glasses.
I'm excited because I'm not going to E3, which is great. I'm going to miss everyone. I'm sure I'll have FOMO massively and start texting you guys, and you just ignore them. Mm-hmm. But I'm also, I got a show tonight. I got to drive to Sacramento.
You do.
Because I'll be at Laughs Unlimited.
Oh, wait.
No, that's tonight. Yeah, I booked another one tonight.
Tonight you're going to Sacktown?
Driving to Sacktown with my boy Janish. We're going to go to Laughs Unlimited and drop a hot 7 minutes apiece.
Yeah.
And then drive immediately back. What? What do you mean what? Hey, Crunchy. What's going on over there?
What's up with the what?
You're driving an hour and a half for a 7 minute set? You're opening?
Yeah.
Okay. That was just a surprise to me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still at that stage in my comedy career where
and then can
I'm
you,
not
can
headlining
you click on
quite
this
yet.
Cuff?
Then, of course, tomorrow.
You're headlining in my heart.
I am headlining.
And you're also
heart.
Headlining on the show on Friday because it's your show.
It's crazy. I have another. I have a friend of mine that's actually Colin McAuliffe has a documentary in IndieFest as well, which is weird. He was like, "Oh, you're right after me." I was like, "That's cool. I'm not watching yours."
But
if you guys
want to
come
mine.
Out and watch, Waiting for the Punchline, we'll be there tomorrow night. You do. We'll be at the Roxy Theater. The screening starts at 9:15. You can go over to kindoffunny.com/docfest. That's a DOCFEST. Grab yourself a ticket. And if you want to stop by a little early, we're doing a little stand-up show from 8 to 9 p.m. at Delirium, which is a bar right next door. And let me tell you, booking comedians on a Friday night has been the bane of my fucking existence. It's no wonder that comics are comics. Because I booked like 8 people and like 4 already dropped out. And then I booked 4 more and like 1 already dropped out. And I'm like, what is wrong with you people? What is wrong?
I will say.
It's annoying.
That this website is horrible. And a lot of people have been having issues buying tickets.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Do it on a desktop and then you'll be able to get it. I feel like mobile hasn't been working.
No, I literally posted it on. I think I posted a link to this on Facebook and it won't take you from Facebook here. It's annoying. Mm-hmm. But hey, everyone, I appreciate you trying at least. Mm-hmm. And obviously come out. It'll be fun. But if you want to watch it, it's still up on Rooster Teeth. You can sign up for that free trial and all that jazz. And then, of course, next week, by the way, on Wednesday, I'm back at Cobb's for the Stay Silly Showcase. That's going to be really fun. You guys can go to CobbsComedy.com, check that out and grab a ticket if you want. I think Joey and Gia are coming. So at least I'll have 2 people in the audience.
That'll
be
great.
Watch me bomb. It'll be fun.
I want to read the little synopsis of this. Waiting for the Punchline captures the gritty stand-up comedy club scene of San Francisco through the rise of Nick Scarpino.
Sure.
Highly successful podcaster by day, who by night endures harsh rejection in dive bars as he attempts to earn credibility as a stand-up comedian.
Yep.
That is a very accurate description of the documentary.
What?
But damn.
What I want to also respect is that they copy and pasted this probably from an email because it still got... Like, I don't know, what's CM? I don't even know what that means.
Content manager?
Sure.
Community manager?
That's probably community manager. Someone just copy and pasted that. For the longest time, Delirium was just spelled wrong. And I was like, you guys, the bar is right next door to your venue. How do you not know how to spell that?
God.
It doesn't matter because, Like I said at the beginning of this year, I'm just riding with it.
Ride it.
What
dude.
Did we say when we first started Internet Explorers?
Ride the lightning.
This company, exactly.
Yeah.
Except it's the, I was saying this company is like a giant tsunami, and mm-hmm. sometimes you just got to go with it.
You just got to jump just into go that with wave. It. And, dive into the
and
wave.
Go for a scroll.
Go. I don't know.
Not there yet.
I don't think that's good advice for a tsunami.
No, with tsunamis, you just go with it, man. You surf it. Surf tsunami. No,
Johnny Tsunami,
I
dude.
You're supposed to run away somewhere high. Right?
What was that, bro?
What was the TNH, was it TNC? TNC Surf, the NES game that was like impossible to beat?
Oh, I don't know. I never played it.
Oh my God, it was so fucking hard. The first level was like the hardest thing, and then you were like, I got past it, and then you had to surf, and the surfing mechanic was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Mm. I didn't, to the longest time, I was like, is there more than just these two levels? I had no idea.
One day, maybe you'll find out.
What's going on in the store, Tim?
To happen. You can go to kindoffunny.com/store. Check out a whole bunch of shirts. We've been on a roll recently.
Hell yeah,
I'm a big fan of this entire top row here, as is this gentleman, as seen by his...
Why do they get the most jacked out dude to wear our shirts?
Because someone needs to make him look good.
God, he looks like John Jones. He's so fucking jacked. What's happening?
What's happening?
And then there's that guy.
Chad. Why? Every week.
It's because his hair looks so like...
Bleh. Tim, why aren't you full screened?
Why aren't you full screened, Kevin?
Think about it, Kevin.
Because I've cropped it.
Kevin, why aren't you full screened?
Just hit full screen for me, will you, piece of shit?
Nah, it's fine.
You know what? For the rest of the time, we're going
to
do the opposite.
Again?
Oh. Can you cut away?
What Thank was it called?
Thank you. That's all the housekeeping for you.
Yeah.
Now it's time for some other news. What's great, Kevin?
I didn't know that was housekeeping.
Does Kevin work here?
Does Kevin work here? What? He's supposed to start it with saying that it, what it is.
What's the difference?
I can't take a note 15 minutes in being like, oh, I guess that was housekeeping.
In other news, because we're now in the section called In other news.
See how hard that is? It's easy.
How many days do you think are left until Hobbs and Shaw?
58.
57, wow. Nick. I saw you look at it. Yeah. I saw you do it.
Just I'm giving it for you. Anyways. I'm giving it to you, buddy.
So normally I give you a picture of Hobbs and Shaw.
No,
today,
this is better.
I found something
This
better.
Is way better.
You can go to SavageLeather.com and find the Dwayne Johnson Fast 8 Hobbs vest.
This is called, I thought you said Savage Leather. This is not Savage Leather. This is Samish,
dude.
Leather, which Look makes it guy. So much more twisted. What is
like,
this?
If you close your eyes, he almost looks like The Rock.
What does he? Oh, for a second there, I thought the little left and right arrows was a tattoo. I was like, that's a bald, like a bald tattoo. Yeah. That's weird.
Oh, there's a review. What's it say? I think the delivery timings are a bit off. Your product quality is extremely good. Improve your delivery timings and you can be the best online clothing store.
This is the game.
What a, David Matthew. Wow.
Dude,
what a good guy.
People, there's a whole special section.
Can you slide that to me?
Sure. There's a whole special section of the internet.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
Of people who leave very detailed reviews of things.
Yeah.
And they are a special type of person, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I have these... What is so funny
we
about
had
this?
A special moment
just,
together.
Just, there was a... I need to never pull up Slack again.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, shit. Can you send me this, please?
I sure can. Now I want to know what this is all about.
No, you don't.
All
you right, don't.
All right.
Just look at your last Slack with him.
My last Slack right, with
don't,
him?
Don't pull anything up yet, Kev.
I'm not touching anything, obviously. Nick, what is wrong with you, dude?
What is wrong with you?
All right. This is TNC Surf Designs.
Yeah, this was the game I was talking about.
Okay.
So this game was impossible. Look at how bad this is.
It kind of looks like you.
Dude, you'd have to, like, if you got past this level, you were amazing. You'd have to skip that thing. There you go. Then this was shitty. And then, like, is there more to this? This is the thing. I want to see if there's more to this game. Oh, no. See, that would always happen there. You're an idiot. And then time would run out. And then you'd just be like, cool, it's just one level. That's all there is.
That's
Jump
all there
it.
Is.
Jump it. But, like, the hard with the isometric view was that you couldn't really gauge where your guy was with as yeah. in relation to the barrels or, like, oh, relation man. To that thing. It just didn't work.
No.
No.
God, well, this
oh it's impossible.
Like, does not look like a great game. I'll tell you that.
Look, also, you know it's a hard game when up next is the 10 hardest NES games, and you know this motherfucker's featured wow. in there. This shit was the jam. Yeah, though.
Silver Surfer.
Wait, so
there.
You liked it?
Oh, I loved it because I wanted to be a surfer and a skater, but I was like overweight and didn't do either of those things. So this was just my way of like living.
Go back.
What's happening?
I'm just trying to see if there's anything fun.
Oh, here. Down on the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
What's that? What's the one with the girl?
I don't know.
Scroll down. I want to see the one with the girl.
They beat it. Oh, Jesus.
What did it do? Is it Who Farted? Oh, I thought it said Who Farted.
Wait,
real or fake?
You thought that said Who Farted.
I said Who Farted. She was like, was it me? I'm so cute. I farted. But it still smells like rank Cheetos.
All right. We're getting to the section.
Look at literally. There's no. It's just the two levels.
Well, Tim wants to show
I think
you
it was
stuff.
Just the two levels.
As I spit all over everything. Nick, I think you're going to like this first news.
All right, let's
story.
Watch it.
Someone shot a porn video in a Tesla.
Sure.
Driving on autopilot.
Hot.
So there we go.
There's a little. Jesus Christ, right. That little.
It's a. What? This is totally
he's
fine.
He's inside her.
No, he's not.
Slightly out of frame, Tim.
No.
Have you not
you
seen the video?
That. You don't know
no.
that. You don't know that.
I've seen the video.
She's still wearing
Jennings
pants.
Jennings Brown.
It's impossible.
From Gizmodo.com is not a pervert. Okay.
Jennings is a upstanding member of the community, and he may
filed
have
it not safe
he
for work.
Did file it under not safe for work. That is true. But at the same, and it was posted by Pornhub. But I will give a shout out to this. The pro maneuver with this guy didn't take the pants off; just kind of moved it to the side, mm-hmm. and I got to respect that. She
it
also
was
wore
only
those little puffy
of
shorts.
Time, of course, there's now a porn
was it,
video of
was
two
it only
people
a matter
having
of time?
Sex in a Tesla.
Was it only a matter
was
of time?
Driving on autopilot.
Like when the guy
video.
Invented porn, was he like, "In one day,
and one day."
Day. Someone will fuck in an automated car, and they'll
the
do a POV
around.
Video about it.
When they invented automated cars, someone was like, "Someday we'll get there."
Someone gonna fuck in this car while it drives?
You don't need to pull this up. I'll just
how many
read
guys
it,
do you think slow jerked it in the Tesla already? We're like, "I'm not. It's hands free. What am I gonna do with both my hands? One on the balls, one on the shaft." Bang, 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 bang.
that narrative, though.
That's what it is.
In the video, a man driving a Tesla picks up an adult actress, Taylor Jackson, for a Tinder date. But about 45 seconds into the rendezvous, the pair decide to have sex in the Tesla.
Naturally.
The driver manages to keep a hand on the wheel for some of the initial heavy petting and oral. But for much of the 3 minutes of copulation, the software is in control.
But can we just listen to it? Is that going to be illegal?
No, absolutely not.
What if we watched it and just listened to the audio?
What is wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with
just
me, Kevin.
Just write down some names, take it home. There you
Tesla
go.
Tesla Taylor, at Tesla Taylor is
the
her name?
The video seems to have been uploaded to Pornhub around the end of April. Within a couple of days, the video caused Tesla to be the number one search on Pornhub.
Excellent.
And
man.
Then Tesla Taylor tweets, "Holy shit, I made Tesla the number one search on Pornhub."
And just at tweets, Elon Musk, just at Elon Musk on that. That's great, too.
Yeah. So Tesla responded, they're not happy. They're like, hey, guys, Tesla's currently not a self-driving system. The feature is intended for use with a fully attentive driver who has their hands on the wheel and is prepared to take over at any time.
Well, that guy was prepared to take over. I think he took over, Elon. I think he took over. Took over that ass.
Damn.
Took over that ass.
Damn. All right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. Hold on a second. I want to pop some.
I want to say this to all the young impressionable children out there watching this show.
No.
Don't gauge real life off of porn. You can't really pick a Tinder date up and immediately bang her. You have to at least. Well, I guess you can actually. I guess you can just do that, can't you? Isn't that how Tinder works?
Yeah, it's 100%.
Shit. I missed out. I was born in the wrong era.
You were. It's true.
I honestly think that, like, thank God you were born.
Otherwise,
no. you would have destroyed yourself.
Oh, no. What happened? Oh, right, I probably would have destroyed myself for sure.
1 second.
What are we looking for?
I'm trying to find this amazing thing.
You got to clear out your Slack threads. You just got to do that.
Do you clear out your Slack threads?
No, but Tim needs to.
Whatever. This one's called Reflex Grandpa.
He's going to get his backhander or what? Oh, shit, whoa. Grandpa.
Damn.
Grandpa got a little fucking spunk left in his bun.
What is wrong? You have too much.
Bam, shit. Look at that. That was a nutter butter, too. That's what I do when shit flies around the office. I take what I want. I'm a real man.
Okay.
Grandpa reflexes. What were they throwing at this woman? And also, where are they? Oh, it's like a hibachi
Nick,
grill.
I love you so much that you just go like, you just start saying things right there. Yeah, nutter butters. I take what I want in this office. I'm a real man. Grandpa reflexes.
Well, he's reading the lie.
I got
the
grandpa reflexes.
I get it, dude.
Hey, listen, someone's got to fill the dead air somehow. We can't all just look at old Slack pictures of people. What's next?
I'm going to go to this one I called Pigeon Boy.
Okay.
Oh, it's a good one.
Oh, this poor kid. Did he just pick one up?
He just picked one up.
He has two of them.
And he's throwing them at tourists.
Shit.
What the hell, dude?
Awesome. I always wanted to do that when I was a kid. I didn't know it was an option.
Yeah.
I just didn't know it was an option.
Do you think you can grab a pigeon?
If there's that many of them in a condensed area, maybe. But the thing about this that I don't have on my side is that he's unimposing. He is roughly the size of the pigeon.
Yeah.
So they view him as not a threat. Okay. I come at a pigeon, they think, oh, this guy's going to eat me. Look at the hungry, hungry hippo guy. He's going to eat me.
Is he wearing a blazer?
Is he? Tim, scroll back. Let's look.
Is she wearing pants?
No.
No, she's wearing short shorts. This is a hot day, Tim. Don't judge.
Man, I don't get why.
Yeah, it looks like he's wearing a little blazer and a little sweater. Good for him.
Oh, he is wearing a little blazer.
He's
a little,
I don't know what his deal is.
Why is he so put together?
He's Seinfeld in it, dude. That's awesome.
Oh, man. Yo, this girl, she's just like, there's this kid, and he has the pigeons.
And I went shopping at Urban Outfitters. That's why I'm wearing a Champion sweatshirt.
All right.
Man, it's everywhere. That's just everywhere. Yeah, that brand.
Yeah, Champion's all over. Urban
it's everywhere now.
So this is.
I love this.
Yeah, it's from a couple weeks ago, but I don't think we talked about it on this show. But this is just like every kid needs these.
You gotta listen to the audio on this too. Do we have the audio?
Yeah.
So this little white belt for audio listeners, little white belt, trying to break a board with his foot.
Respect, and he's just timid. You know?
I respect that kid over there is a brown belt and he's like 5 years old. That's how you know this martial art's legit. Come on.
Oh, he's crying.
This kid's going to break his foot on this board.
I love his friends, though. They're just like,
they're back there with him.
Oh, oh.
No, he's about to quit. Is he going to quit? Nice.
Man, unbridled positivity, man.
That's great.
And I really wanted him to just start whooping everyone's ass. Okay,
he like explodes out of
this. This is a little blade action.
Little Matrix shit. I love that.
I love that. But I also... When I was a kid,
oh my God.
When I was a kid, I used to do Kenpo karate. I used to train at the United Studios of Self Defense, which I now know is pretty much just a sham. Mm-hmm. But we used to do shit like that where they'd bring the boards in and you'd have to break it with your foot. And to this day, I have not found a practical application of that particular type of kick.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I was like, it's such a useless little thing, but it's good for the kid's ego, I guess.
It's fun.
Sure.
So another thing that's fun is 90s WWE. All right. They had a brilliant idea. You take a little bit of the JR, you take the King, you take their commentary, and you add it to internet videos. Just, and this is what great. You get.
Sweet Tim Music for all SEC defensive tackles. What did we just see? The door.
That tree folder?
Oh my God.
Dumb fuck. What? You fucking idiot. This is awesome. Oh, I love watching stupid people do stupid shit. Oh my God. Oh my God. Was that a rooster teeth? Oh my God. Ugh. I think you guys knocked the wall down the wrong way. Oh, this is not going to be good. This is not going to go. This guy's got fire all over his face.
Oh my God, dude.
He's burning. Oh my God.
God, that RC car kept getting bigger.
That thing got big. Oh no.
I think you want to explain for the audio
Anyway.
It's a hard thing to explain.
There you go. I know.
You got to come around. Watch this one. This is great. Where is this at so people can watch this whole thing?
At 90s WWE.
Go watch this. This is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than a compilation of stupid humans doing stupid human things, you know?
Stupid human things, yes.
Just... like some of those obviously real accidents, but the ones where people are running downhill, it's like, what did you think was going to happen when you entered a downhill running competition?
Yeah.
Moron. And they go, oh, I hurt my knee. Yeah, you hurt your fucking knee. You ran down a hill. Idiots.
So do
you
have those Jordans? I named color shoes.
Yeah.
And I don't have these Jordans because they don't exist.
You need these Jordans.
I would love these because look at this.
Be the change you want to see in the world. Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. Tim, you got to make these a reality.
Can you imagine?
That's dope.
Can you freaking imagine?
I don't understand. Is this just a composite?
Yeah
it's just
That's really cool. Like, that's Tim, really well done.
Yeah, this is, I want to say we're like maybe 10, 15 years away from these.
Yeah, I'm in, dude.
Dude, we're probably like a year away from those.
No.
Just LED screens on your shoes?
Oh, man. That is all that I want in life is LED screens on my shoes.
Wait, you're not thinking big enough, bro.
OLED screens.
Oh, LED everywhere. Screens all over your body.
Everywhere, dude.
You just wear, all you have to do is buy one shirt and one pair of jeans the rest of your life.
One bomber jacket?
And that's it. Oh, and then you can just put all the floral prints you want on all that
that's
shit.
That's all that I want, dude. I just want floral print. You know me so well, Nick.
Oh, my God.
This one I named Oscar
Dog. Oh, I love this one. Look at this little fucker. Corgis are always cute. Always.
So good. look at the end. They're like, did I do good?
Dad, did I do good? Did I do it? Did I get a treat? Did I get a treat?
That's awesome.
It really.
That's amazing.
Really is. Then over here, this was interesting. I'm going to read it to you. If you like She-Ra, you absolutely owe it yourself to watch the episode of The Toys That Made Us about the creation of the original He-Man and She-Ra. The story behind how those shows got made is just as cartoonish as the shows themselves. The reason why He-Man got a cartoon is that one of the creators of the toys lied about there being a cartoon on the way in a meeting with a retailer, and then they had to actually make a cartoon to cover their tracks. There's these images of, didn't you say the kids play with this when they were 5 years old? He said, well, they don't read at five, so what's a comic book going to do? I didn't mention the two 1 hour specials. It's just like a bunch of people. They're just like, they just made up a bunch of shit. The explanation for why He-Man has a tiger is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Now we're going to watch this clip, guys.
What happened was that we ran out of tooling money. So we needed a vehicle, but we didn't have any money for it. So Paul Cleveland brought in his thinking hats.
I had managed the Big Jim line, which was an international only product by then. I knew there were tools that already existed that we didn't have to pay for them. And this Tiger from the Big Jim line, Big Jim was a 9.5-inch doll.
I love this.
So the Tiger was scaled to a 9 to 10-inch character. Tony Guerrero was the guy that sculpted He-Man. And Tony looks at me and says, Paul, you can't do it. It's...
oh, Twitter video.
It's hard to explore the internet.
Tony Guerrero was the guy that sculpted He-Man. And Tony looks at me and says, Paul, you can't do it. It's...
I said,
Tony, just do it. And I walked out. And I come back the next day, and he says, I need to show you this. And here's this green tiger with orange stripes. And he said, see, look. I said, wow, that looks great. And he goes, oh, shit. And they said, well, Paul, it still doesn't matter. It's as big as a horse. And I said, I don't give a fuck. If it's as big as a horse, put a fucking saddle on it. And I walked out again. So 2 days later, I come back and there's a saddle on it. He-Man's sitting on it. And I go, damn. And that became Battle Cat.
What the fuck?
So there's, I told Jerry Petter to watch this. There's actually a great documentary about He-Man. Mm-hmm. That's not, this is part of a series called The Toys That Made Us.
Yeah.
But there's another documentary that's just about He-Man that where they, I think they got a lot of these interviews as well from. I don't think it was the same one. And I'll look it up in a second. Actually, Kev, can you look that up? Just type in He-Man Netflix documentary. But it's fascinating because the reason why He-Man was a thing was because they were originally contracted to do Conan the Barbarian toys, mm-hmm. but no one had seen Conan the Barbarian movie. Mm-hmm. And then when they saw it, they were like, hey, we did a lot of R&D for this. And it turns out this is a hard R rated movie. And the studio's like, yeah. And they're like, kids can't watch this movie. And they're like, yeah. And they go, if they can't watch the fucking movie, they're not going to play with the toys.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, right. So they had to segue and this, they had to figure out a whole other brand. So they made the toys first. And then they backed into the cartoon. They were like, well, we should have a cartoon to market these toys. So the toys actually hit the market, I think, before the cartoon even happened.
I think the toys came with a comic book.
Was that what happened originally?
I think so.
Yeah, it's and really...
Real quick, the Netflix is the power of... No, it's just Power of Grayskull.
That's what it is.
No, it is The Power of Grayskull.
The Power of Grayskull. You absolutely should watch it because, it's just fascinating to see how they were, like, flying by the seat of their pants with this shit on the brink of... bankruptcy. They were getting their asses handed to them. I think they had like it was either they were trying to get the G.I. Joe line or something like that. That whole era of 80s commercialism was fucking fascinating because it's all just basically to sell shit to kids.
Absolutely.
Just sell shit to kids. Mm-hmm. And then She-Ra, of course, they were like, well, if boys like playing this stuff, maybe we can get the girls to play with it as well. And so that's how they created She-Ra.
Mr. Yasman just sent this in. There's a showing of Detective Pikachu in Japan where you can dance with Detective Pikachu.
Oh, God. God bless Japan. It's just simpler over there. It's just simpler. Can you imagine if there was a screening here in the States where you could dance the Pikachu? Do you know how much we torture that little fucker?
Look how much this guy bounces, dude.
That does not look easy.
No, that guy's sweating in that.
I love it. All right, so this is this dude I found. His name's Charles Cornell.
Okay.
His bio is, I make songs out of stuff, I guess.
Cool. TikTok, great.
He just adds piano to just stupid videos.
Yeah, this is... That's awesome. Okay. Charles, you got me. You got me, Charles.
But,
Pomegranates! No, 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 pomegranates! No! I don't want them anywhere near
you. What is she saying? Pomegranates? No pomegranates?
Say the rule again. No pomegranates!
His face, dude.
He's great. Breaks out a pomegranate. This guy's awesome. He looks like a jacked out Dave Tool.
I wish I was musically talented.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Can you pause this for a second? Isn't it just a little creepy when you go to someone's house and they have like a really expensive keyboard?
You're such a dick.
You know what I mean?
What's creepy about that?
Isn't it just a little creepy?
I am so happy I didn't spit that everywhere. That is one of the most fucked up but so true things you have ever said.
You know, you always, like, your brain sees that and then you just immediately smell kitty litter.
Oh my God.
And you're like, what is happening in this house?
It's just a little creepy.
You know? It's just a little creepy. Because you know they sit there by themselves and play music and you're like, nobody's watching you.
That's the only way to get good though, right?
Now a lot of people are watching him. Oh man. All right, let's watch a couple more.
Okay.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was good editing.
That was really good editing.
Good for him.
Yeah, this guy's great.
Yeah, I like him. Show him some support. _ Charles Cornell on
terrible
Twitter.
Handle.
What's awful. Up?
So that's a terrible handle.
Yeah. _ Charles Cornell. It's better than @ FM3 __.
So Barrett sent this in.
But yeah.
Bring it up.
This is great.
What otters that look like Matt Damon.
Is that what a baby otter looks like?
Like Matt Damon, dude.
Oh my God, I need a Matt Damon otter. Okay. These are cute. Wow, that is fucking... That's hilarious.
Dude. Next story. I want to see what the next story is.
Yeah, what is the next story? Dude, thepope.co. That's
article, like this to me, this screenshot right here, this is Internet Explorer.
This is great. This is so good. Oh my God! What the fuck? God right, bless Matt Damon. Story? Yeah. Let's what is the next see. Story? Bears that look like Ben Affleck. Oh, this is just some weird shit.
Yeah, I don't know about this, dude. I don't like it at all.
I don't understand. This is a commentary on like Starbucks and Pride in America. Okay, I don't know. That's too serious for the show.
What do I want to do here?
I don't know.
Let's. Oh, this is what I want to do. I have two more. Hold on, Kev. So, Joey.
Oh, this is a bad idea.
Joey told me about this.
This is a bad idea.
This is the Mission Impossible clarinet pole dance.
Okay.
Is there no music?
I think it's coming. what I want to just dissect that for a second, if I may.
You may.
Because what he did here was he combined a couple different series that I love. Okay. One of which was Entrapment, starring Sean Connery and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Okay.
Where she does the thing and then she has to go through all the lasers and stuff like that. And then he, of course, put the knock list out there and did the Tom Cruise mm-hmm. from Mission Impossible 1. Mm-hmm. Pro maneuver. Also, great thighs on that gentleman.
Great thighs.
Want to respect that he also has he has so much success or loneliness that he has an empty room with just a stripper pole in it.
No, he has success.
You know that dude's got another room with a Korg in it. You know what I mean?
Show him the rest of the channel.
Pop this up.
That dude's got a Korg.
Is this it's not a different person?
Oh, he's got like a dance studio.
His name is Paul Bunyan.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Yeah, it is.
Look at those splits.
This motherfucker can move.
You're on a roll today.
This motherfucker can move.
This motherfucker can move.
Look at this guy.
Wait, well, you're on a roll.
Holy shit. Today, great question, Kevin. I'll answer that.
Damn, dude.
Ooh, I would go for Hawaiian food.
Look at him. He hasn't touched the fucking floor.
Fucking people. First off, fuck you, Paul. People like this that have this.
First off, fuck you, Paul.
Yeah, fuck you, Paul Bunyan.
Oh, okay.
Because people who have this much dexterity and like have been training for this long to do this shit annoy me. Why did my mom get me into pole dancing when I was a kid? Why don't I look like an otter, Tim?
I'm really.
Why don't I look like an otter? The which one?
The Christmas one.
This is it. A pole man's Christmas.
How is he just spinning and not moving? He's not like going down.
He's a freaking sleigh. Nick, I'm super happy your mom didn't put you in pole dancing classes when you were a young man.
But like this is in his apartment, right?
Yeah.
There's like a ceiling fan there. And he's got two poles in his apartment.
All right, what else should we do?
This guy's a fucking... I'm subscribing to this
really
guy.
I really only know the Christmas one and the birthday one.
How many fucking poles does this guy have installed?
I don't want to show this one.
Come on.
Why?
Come on. I want to see Wiggle. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Kevin, let me wiggle.
Oh. Yeah, no.
What are you doing, Kevin?
Kevin, stop fucking around. This song was the shit. This guy's the best.
Like, this is just so impressive.
What's even amazing?
Oh, man.
God damn.
Shout out to Paul Bunyan, man.
It's so funny to me because I learned two new things today, Tim.
Yeah, what'd you learn?
And that maybe that should be a new recurring segment on the show.
What did
Nick learn?
Yeah.
One, self-driving car porn is the wave of the future. And I respect that. And you know, I, for one, am going to get in early on that tonight.
I found out Lindsay has a crush on the deal.
There is no end to the creativity on YouTube. I didn't even think pole dancing was a thing, but then you Google pole dancing, and there's 5 billion videos of people pole dancing. And guess what I'm going to do after this? We're going to get lunch, and I'm going to go through that rabbit hole.
My favorite... Oh, God.
Give it.
My favorite thing today, Nick.
Let's take it off. Let's take it off. Let's take it off.
But I love that you said, like, I wish that my mom... made me pole dance. And then he said, I wish that she made me look like an otter.
And I said, why don't I look more like Matt Damon Otter? Why not?
All right, there's two more I want to show you, Nick.
Yeah.
All right, this is definitely like the video of the week that everyone is upset about for good reason.
That's terrifying.
Boom, boom, I wanna go 85. Boom, boom, and baby, that ain't no lie.
This is psychotic.
See how many of them there are.
It just keeps going.
I feel like this one's way more into it than the rest of them. Like, look at the bob she got going on.
Oh, yeah. She's
how much do I have to pay you to just
jump into it?
Yeah.
I think I would just have to... I would do that for free. I'll be honest with you.
I sent you an updated one, Tim.
Oh, no.
I slacked it to you.
All right, Joey sent this.
No, I don't think it.
Oh yes. Okay. This is terrifying. Like whoever had this idea, they're like, it's gonna look great. I would be like, stay away from these people.
They nailed it with this.
Is this the us?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the Gret's great.
Oh my God.
That is absolutely that's awesome. Unequivocally terrifying.
God, it is horrifying. So Nick, yes. The last thing that I wanted to show you here. There's this YouTuber, David Dobrik.
Mm-hmm.
He big deal. Mm-hmm. People like him.
Yeah.
He vlogs. He's
heard
stuff.
About him. Love him.
Yes. Do you?
Nope. Never heard about him.
I've found him pretty funny at times.
Okay.
All right. I'm not aware of his catalog. Joey, do you have more info on this?
He's with the Vlog Squad. He dated.
I don't know what the Vlog Squad is.
It's like the name of, you know how different, well, you know how Jake Paul has like Team 10 and that's mm-hmm. like his crew. His crew is the Vlog Squad. He dated that one girl that I don't know that's
Liza
also a
Koshy.
Big deal. Yeah. I don't know anything else really about
Got
them.
It. I was recommended this video and I had to watch it and it made me a better person.
Let's go.
He married his best friend's mom. It's too long of a video to watch this whole thing, but he legitimately did it. As a prank.
Oh my God.
And he took her on a honeymoon to Hawaii. And they go. And then they reveal it to his friend that he's now married to his mom.
And this is how we get Greg Miller. One of us has to marry
his
mom.
One of us has to marry his
mom.
Who's
still single?
Andy, dude. KFA. Don't tell Greg.
Yes.
Don't tell Greg.
Yes.
But Andy's going to marry his mom.
Okay. I love this. I was thinking somehow talk his mom into doing a boudoir picture shoot, but this is a lot better.
Oh, no.
God.
This is a lot better.
Fuck.
Why not both?
That's true. It's true. Tammy, if you're watching, I'll write your boy.
Anyways, I recommend watching this video because it's pretty funny. They went there.
Okay.
They actually did this.
I love it.
But anyways, that's that. Where do I want to go now? I'm not even sure. Let's do a little bit of that clickbait. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Boom, Cap. Bring it up.
Wait, did we do the ad read?
No, we didn't do it yet.
Okay.
I'm going to do it after this bit.
Copy that.
Copy.
Didn't know where we were at. I lost track of time.
No one knows.
The truth of Drew Brees' wife. Okay. I'm curious. Drew Brees, of course... quarterback of I was thinking the Colts.
Oh right? God no.
Is he? No.
I don't know. Drew Brees is
no not Colts.
Name.
What was Drew Brees quarterback of?
Saints,
thank you.
Saints. More like it, you know what I mean?
Where's Saints? What
celebs who inexplicably stuck with the Saints. Cheating spouses.
Which one's everyone calling out Paula Deen? Where's the real reason why Paula Deen has disappeared?
The N-word.
I mean,
know that.
No, we gotta first off, I don't think she's disappeared. I think she's alive and well in the South and doing very, very well. But I wanna do okay, wait, hold on. 10 facts you need to know about the Tetris history. And look at these guys' hats. I feel like we got to click on that.
They're Russian. We know
that's
that.
That's hair, right?
No, those are hats. Those are Russian hats.
I forget what they're called, but there's like a specific terminology for that.
Umlauts. You want this one or do you want the Paula Deen?
No, the Paula Deen's an easy one.
Is it?
Let's do the Tetris wax ones, and I'm going to say 10.
10 pages?
10 facts you need
Here's
to know.
Here's the thing, Joey. You're laughing because you think that that's like, no shit, it's 10. It could be any number. We've learned here on
yes,
Internet Explorer.
I'm going to say 12 pages.
I'm going to go one.
One page.
Ooh, they've been doing
bold
that a little
bit. Maneuver. Oh, Den of Geek. Tim.
Oh.
You sly son of a bitch.
Oh, looks like Tim's right.
You are right. Damn it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn, dude. I'm just too good at this shit.
No, you're not.
I am. I've never been wrong.
That's not true at all.
Prove me wrong, Kevin. Prove me wrong.
Last week, when I was the one that was right and you were wrong.
You weren't right.
I was right.
He was wrong.
I hate you so fucking much.
All right. Oh, man. All right.
Oh, were you not here last week? Was it Andy?
Who Ladies knows? And gentlemen, this episode of Internet Explorers is brought to you by MeUndies. You probably spend about 90% of your life in underwear, so don't you think you owe it to yourself to make sure you're wearing the softest undies in town? That's why many of us here at Kinda Funny only wear MeUndies. I'm wearing my sky blue ones today because I wanted to match my shirt so that my inside can look like my outside. What's up, Kev? You wearing MeUndies right now?
Yeah, we're the unicorn ones and they're dope.
Yeah, dude. These undies are so soft, they make Bob Ross's voice sound like Gilbert Godfrey. That's Iago from Aladdin, if you didn't know. Men can now try the new boxer brief with fly, which is the same great cut as boxer brief, but now with the added option for guys who prefer to go through the gate versus over the fence. It's very graphic. MeUndies is also the go-to for the softest loungewear on the planet. You can hang out in their super comfy lounge pants and onesies. Yes, MeUndies makes onesies. It's true. It's damn true. And they're incredible. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Also, shout out to Hims. 66% of men start to lose their hair by age 35. Once you notice you're thinning hair, it could be too late. Hims is helping guys be the best version of themselves with licensed physicians and FDA-approved products to help treat hair loss. There's no snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. Prescription solutions backed by science. That's all you're getting here. You use it, Andy uses it. How easy is it to use it?
Loving it very much. In fact, the other day I walked in and the postal worker was delivering Andy's vitamins. Mm-hmm. I thought about stealing them. I was going to do that, but that's I gave them to him because I'm a friend, and I want everyone to share in the joy of 4hims.com.
4hims connects you to real doctors online, which can save you hours, completely confidential and discreet. It's all the good stuff. All you got to do is answer a few quick questions. A doctor will review, and if they determine it's right for you, you can prescribe. They can prescribe you medication to treat hair loss that
get it.
It's shipped directly to your door. You can get the hair loss treatment everyone's talking about, featuring GQ, Men's Health, Esquire, and Playboy, to name a few. You can get started with the Hims Complete Hair Kit for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last, and subject to doctor's approval. You can see the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy somewhere else. Go to 4hims.com/KFMS. That's FORHIMS.com/KFMS. 4hims.com/KFMS. Okay. I want to do.
Give it to me.
Facebook algorithm shirts.
Oh, let's do it.
Oh, Barrett submitted these two today.
Oh, my God.
And God, their various forms are horrible. So over here, Kevin.
Give me one second.
I just feel like this is the world you've helped make, Tim.
I don't know that
this
I
is
did.
The world that I all of you Pokemon fans have fucking
Pokemon.
Helped make.
Pokemon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You could have liked a real cartoon, but no, you decided to like Pokemon, a show about a fucking yellow rat that rolls around and farts lightning out of his asshole.
What do you like?
I mean, I do like Pokemon.
All right, then.
It's not bad, right?
I'm
not
gonna lie. So here's the thing. We got a little Totoro
that
Pokemon
Totoro
Dragon Ball
is terrifying
crossover
as
event.
Fuck.
Yeah, Totoro's always scary.
They could never do a fusion mouth. Dance.
Uh-huh.
First of all, they're not wearing earrings, so there you go. That's an issue there. Uh-huh. Secondly, they're totally different sizes. You have to be similar shape to do the fusion.
You're right. This is a problem. Mm-hmm. But maybe this is how we get Fat Pikachu back. You know?
There has to be a way.
There has to be a way. And then let's just look at this monstrosity here for a second.
Kakuna right. Rattata.
Mm-hmm.
Is the name of this one.
Yeah. Do you know why, Nick?
I'm assuming one of them is a Kakuna and the other one is a Rattata.
Mm. Nailed it.
If you had to guess which is which, what would you guess?
I'm guessing the thing that looks swaddled up like a cocoon is the Kakuna.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that looks like a fierce pole dancing rat is the Rattata.
Why pole dancing?
Because he looks like he's got really good extension.
Okay,
that's why.
Okay, he got them good thighs.
Real good thighs. Real pert ass.
Look, there's just Kakunas and Rattatas. Rattatas. Rattata? Rattata.
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 This isn't even right.
Frittata?
I hate it. I hate it so much.
What is Nick happening?
I want Barrett to wear it, though. You know?
Oh, this is the kind of shit that Barrett would wear, and he'd wear it non-ironically. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
He would just be like, this is how I dress. This is my
this
identity.
This is how I dress.
This is my identity.
Why are you doing this? Why? Like, don't. Too hard.
Are you defending people that have giant pianos in their house?
Yeah, Kevin. I bet you. I go back to your house. You got a whole room, just one Korg keyboard in it.
I love that you were like, and then it smells like kitty litter. Really fucking painting a picture here.
You know what I mean? It's like an older apartment. You walk in, you're like, God, it has a weird funk to it. And they go, hey, let me play this song. And it's always Phantom of the Opera. It's always Phantom of the Opera.
Come on. Drastic Craps in the chat says that I don't understand DBC Fusion. I absolutely do, you asshole. They're doing the fusion dance, so they need the fusion earrings.
I don't know. Kevin sounds like he knows more than you, whatever your name was.
Eat your face!
Kev, can you bring this up? This is time for fun clips, everyone's favorite section of the show. This one comes from my boy DJ Kento.
Oh, they're saying I don't need the earrings.
Oh my God. Where'd he go?
What's
he doing?
Why is he jumping?
That dog's gonna blow a fucking tendon. Don't let him do that.
Dude, he got hops.
I mean, I'm worried he's gonna clip himself on the side of that thing. Oh my God.
He's getting all worked up from these dogs. That was a good fun clip. That was solid.
That was amazing.
What was he?
That was really well done.
Also, dude, shout out to this
fucking dog. Yeah. Can we just look at this thing?
Fucking thing in the world.
Can we look at this thing for a second?
Oh my God. The banner's so cute.
Oh, what the fuck are those?
Those are cats. Those are cats.
What are those?
Nick, those are cats.
Why are they half cute, half psychotic? Like, they look demonic, right? With those cold black eyes. What the fuck is that thing? Get four of these. What are they? What is that?
Aren't those chinchillas?
Translate the tweet.
No, I think those are chinchillas.
Those
are
no goddamn chinchillas.
Translate the tweet. Hit the tweet translate. I wonder why hamsters become flat like pancakes when they sleep. Funny and cute. God bless Google. That's not right.
That's not right.
That's someone adding some sort of thing to this, right? This thing's spot on. All right.
It's a minute long.
Is that
dude.
A song we know?
I don't know it. All right.
Oh my God. Wait. No. You can't go past the goat yoga. I got to see goat yoga. God, I want to do this so bad. God.
Frankly,
Kevin.
It's weird that you haven't yet.
I know. I'm disappointed with myself.
I didn't realize that this is the head. I thought it was the other end. And I'm like, damn.
You're like,
girl,
how'd that happen?
You're getting in that
in
ass.
In that fucking goat ass. Mini goats right. are so cute. They have weird eyes, though.
Alec Bobko. Hold on, Kev.
Wait, is this fun clips or?
Yeah.
Did you say fun clips?
I did.
No, you didn't.
Do you remember when I said fun clips, Nick? When I said everyone's favorite segment.
I'm not listening to you or Kevin. I don't want any part of this situation. Do you understand me?
Alex Bobko sends these in. For this one, he said don't use audio.
Sorry. Okay. Okay. Now, who are these assholes?
Alfredo.
Who are these dipshit assholes? I like how they've had to cover their room in like the same shit that like sex workers cover their beds with so they can't get stains everywhere.
What are you talking about?
That was amazing.
Oh my God.
That was amazing.
Holy crap.
Can you full screen?
This is what these jackasses do all day. And then Michael comes in like 45 minutes late, does a let's play, leaves.
That was incredible. Good for you. Good for you. And this one also comes from Alex Bobko.
Okay. When water flows so smoothly, it looks solid.
This shit's crazy,
it
man.
It has to do with the frame rate of the camera, right? Is that how that works?
I have no idea. Whoa!
I don't care what anyone says. That's Satan's work.
That is the work of Beelzebub.
That's insane.
That's amazing.
Yeah, very cool. All right, Kev.
That's the devil's
work. What? So much, man. No one understands.
I'm saying Jesus. Devil's work is all I'm saying.
Matt Bowers.
That is the goddamn
sends
devil.
Sends this in. Doggo saves the world from a tornado.
Dirt devil. That's so weird.
It is.
Man, one of those days, that's not going to end well.
Yeah, the dog's just going to get just taken away. Take him.
Well, all right. It was weird.
That's terrifying. Is that really what happens in places?
Take him to Oz, baby. This is going to take him up to Oz. It's going to happen.
Is that how tornadoes start? Is that a baby tornado?
I don't know.
Babe Nado.
I don't understand the physics of tornadoes.
People who understand tornadoes better than us can let us know.
The Fat Boy Jr. sends in these two. Ah, dude. This one is amazing.
Let's see it.
Sometimes when I need a laugh, I think about the time my cousin's son took over a group rendition of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to sing the Imperial March.
Yep.
Look at the little girl, confused as all shit.
That's amazing.
We kids, all need to be more like that kid.
Kids are just a delight, ladies and gentlemen. They're just a delight, and they always disappoint you. But not this kid. This kid did it right. Oh, God. This is bad.
Tim, did you ever watch that video I told you to watch about this guy?
I didn't. I skimmed through it. Give us the background, Kevin.
This guy's banner reads decolonization. I thought it said decolonization. No, it does, right?
Last week tonight did an episode about this mascot from, like, it's a city in Japan. It has an unofficial mascot. Like, some guy is just making a bunch of YouTube videos.
Okay.
And, like, going around in this outfit. And it's fucking crazy and awesome.
So let's watch some of that awesomeness right here. Me trying to find a good work-life balance.
Yep. Okay.
That was so much more destructive than amazing. I expected.
This is the best.
Oh, man. Good for
this
you.
This guy's at Feeling Frisky, but his name is All Terrain Hole. Jesus. That's intense.
His name is Chitan, I believe.
This is from Nanobiologist.
What's this guy doing? These things always just look like death traps.
What?
They're terrifying.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
No.
No,
this is obviously fake.
That's a joke. This kid would be dead.
This is funny as fuck, though.
This is awesome. This guy, oh my God. Oh my God, no! That's awesome. That is amazing.
That's really cool.
That's great.
That is great.
That was real good. Real good,
good job, nanobiologist. And then he also said, Party McFly says, just watch the first 20 seconds. Go for it, Kev. Protest against violence.
So they're going to wrestle? Oh. No.
He said first 20.
Oh, no.
This is the breakdancing kid.
Is he just breakdancing? Oh, my God. That's amazing. That kid's really good at breakdancing.
All right.
Also, these two kids scrapping, man. Take them down to the ground. You're bigger than him. Let's go.
Oh, man.
I love it.
And then Anthony Capaldo has our last one of the day. Was watching airline and just listened to what this man says about his delayed flight.
Passengers with refreshment vouchers and a refund for the 4-hour delay.
That's not bad. They're going to give us the flight money back one way, okay? So that's less money, more to spend on Christmas presents when we get to Malaga.
I mean, I'm pretty chilled out about this, actually. I've had 5 pints of Guinness, and my wife just left me for another man. I can't mention her name. Jackie, oh, I'm so sorry about that. So, actually, you know, the fact that it's a 4-hour delay on a flight doesn't bother me.
Well, I thought that...
Let me just go on to the next one. So it was like, that's not relevant to the story at all. But thank you for that.
Damn, 41,000 retweets.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
All right.
Let's talk to the chat, Nick.
You want to talk to the chat?
Yeah, what are they up to?
Chat, let's go for a scroll here. Queue up your questions, comments, concerns, clips, or just pictures of you, Donald Duck, and we're watching yesterday's episode of KFAF. Nick, after your ass-to-ass comment last week, my boss asked me why I'm watching the show with a potty-mouthed bearded man again. That is not true. You don't have a boss. And we all know you don't work, Lakers head. We know that you work out of your home and you just steal things from your neighbors. Wow. We get it. We totes get it. People say, Nick, you're on fire today. I'm on fire every day. You just can't see me sometimes because there's a strong breeze. Brie Larson's weird. I just put that out there. She's weird.
Who put this in the chat?
I have no idea.
Hold on. It's
gone. That was Mr. Yasmin.
Mr. Yasmin says
Brie Larson is Pokemon.
Brie Larson as Pokemon. So that's hers, Pikachu.
Yeah. That's hers, right. Jiggly.
The jigs. A little squirt action. I don't know.
I don't think this really. It's just pictures of her next to Pokemon. It doesn't really. Just
I mean, I feel
blue.
Like a couple of them, I get.
That one right there is spot on. That's good. Like that's real good.
The Squirtle one, too. Or no, I'm sorry. Venus. Or, no. What's the. Damn, why am I blank? Bulbasaur is the name I was thinking.
This is really weird.
Yeah.
But I will say, I still love the ring so much.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
It's cool they all did it, too.
Yeah. Wow, there's a lot more of these than I would have expected.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
The Guardians, or the one from Captain Marvel, that's pretty amazing.
More Squirtle? All right.
Well, oh, okay. All right, there it is.
That's weird. I, at the end of the day, don't think I liked that.
Petey Popoff says she looks like a different person in every one of those pictures. She's an actress. She disappears in the role of herself.
Too Feist, Too Furious says, sometimes I think Ryan Seacrest and Topher Grace look the same.
No.
Ryan Seacrest and Topher Grace?
No. Where did that come from? Why would Nobody you knows. Say that in the chat?
That's weird. Okay. You know what I finally watched last night? Zombieland.
What, first time ever.
I've seen parts of it, but I've never watched the movie all the way through. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesse Eisenberg is kind of hard to watch sometimes because I just want to jump through the TV and punch him. Mm-hmm. But I think he did a serviceable job, and I think Woody Harrelson's great, and Emma Stone is just a delight. And you know what? Shout out to that Abigail Breslin, too.
Yeah. Are you just on IMDb the whole time trying to memorize names? Or?
No, I just happen to know these actors' names because I'm really? SMRT. Smart. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There you go. BG2580 in the chat says, with those glasses, Tim looks like my dad when I was 8. What? He looks like your dad when you were 8? So when you... You guys kill me.
I love it, man.
Let's see. This is a good question. Lexi Gunner brings this up. We were talking about this the other day. Because my wife was like, oh, I read an article that says Jay-Z is the first hip-hop billionaire. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, he's not. I watched the whole documentary on HBO about how Dr. Dre was the first hip-hop billionaire. Yeah. What is your hot take on this, Tim?
I'm not informed enough to know. I don't know.
Did you hear about this?
I heard about it. I heard Jay-Z
Greg walked in like the day it happened and was just like, hey, Jay-Z, number one. Or first billionaire.
Yeah, but it's not true at all because Dre sold beats and that made him a billionaire.
Can we please keep it down? I do not want to bring in Cool Greg on this.
But I feel like maybe it's in reference just to the music aspects of it.
That's a possibility, but Jay, I'm sure he's got outside investments that helped grow his wealth. I'm sure it wasn't all just selling albums and touring.
Did Dr. Dre have complete ownership over beats?
No, he owned like half of it with Jimmy Iovine. Iving, is that how you say his name? Iving?
Iving, yeah.
And they sold it to Apple for like a fucking
$2
billion. And he was already a millionaire, so. Went from yacht to mega yacht.
He's on the Forbes list, though.
If you ever get a chance, everyone should watch that HBO documentary series by Jimmy Iving and Dr. Dre and how they came together. It's really, really cool. Also, shout out to that show that LeBron James is doing because I watched another episode of that. It's pretty good.
Ash Rule says, Dre sold beats to Apple for billions, but that's over time. Jay-Z now literally has $1 billion.
Good for him.
So Jay-Z's literally a billionaire now.
Yeah.
Like he has $1 billion. Not that he makes that much money.
Do we not know that Dre has that $1 billion? No, I'm not fighting for Dre here. I'm just saying we're mincing words here. Dre was the first one to be worth $1 billion.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Worth and having are different things.
It's the same difference. You could sell your stock in the Apple stock that you had and just have $1 billion. What's the difference between having $1 billion in the bank or just having $1 billion with Apple stock? It's the same difference. You're still worth $1 billion.
It could all move around, though, right?
I have no idea, man.
Also, selling that much stock, I'm sure, is not as easy as selling like a fraction.
Yeah, but my point is we're in semantic argument here. You're still worth over $1 billion. You're a billionaire.
Why are you trying to take this away from Cool Greg? I just don't understand.
I'm just saying. Dre got there first, man. Everyone wants to fucking tout Jay-Z
like
he's the GOAT.
Dre.
Dre's net worth is still in the millions. Jay-Z's net worth is currently at $1 billion.
It says Ash Rules 901.
Ash Rules,
how do you know that? Did you just Google his net worth? Because those are always not good.
Well, Forbes estimates it as 770 million.
Okay. That's
Forbes
actual.
Is the one talking about Jay.
Okay.
But I don't know, man.
That's actual marketable data there. Then if Forbes knows, there you go. Sometimes I just Google net worth of people and it's network.com or whatever it is. I'm like, we estimate his net worth is $1 million. I'm like, there's no way Freddie Prinze Jr. is worth that little. There's no way Freddie Prinze Jr. is worth that little. The Utah Jazz owner, $2.5 billion.
Can you bring this up, Kev?
Yep.
People ask, how much is Greg Miller worth? This is a great question. He ain't worth shit. Greg Miller is an American internet celebrity, video host, and former editor who has a net worth of $250,000.
Yeah, first off, that's way, way overestimating Greg's worth. Now, I'm not talking net worth. I just mean worth as a human being.
Yeah.
He's pond scum. He's a giant monster, and he must be stopped.
There's a lot of Greg Millers, man.
Now, look up Tim Geddes.
We're not big enough to have a net worth. Although you are a Forbes guy. Tim Geddes Forbes. Tim Geddes bio.
I come up there, dude. That's great. But yeah.
No, type in like Rob Lowe net worth. I do this sometimes at night to make myself feel bad about my career choices in life. There you go. $60 million fucking dollars. Rob Lowe's worth $60 million. Good for him.
Yeah, I don't like. Didn't we just talk about how this stuff?
This is all bullshit. This is celebritynetworth.com. I mean, maybe he's got that much money. He's been acting since the '80s, for Christ's sake.
Yeah,
you know, you never know.
Well, good for
Jay-Z. He's good, the first legit billionaire.
Yeah,
there you go.
No, those are legitimate billionaires. Get out, fuck out of here.
I guess so. Dude. Fuck you, Dre.
A Billy.
How much is Martin Sheen worth? Click on that one. $50 million. That's great. This is a fun game. We should guess how many people are.
Wait. Rob Lowe is worth more, according to these sites, than Martin Sheen.
He's probably done more work on television.
Yeah, but like Martin Sheen's done more real movie work.
Yeah, but that, who knows what that pays. TV pays, man.
If you're on like the right show, yeah.
Well, Martin Sheen was on like West Wing, and then he was like, I'm done. I don't need to be on this stuff anymore. That was it.
All right. I love you guys. We'll see you later.
All right.
That's been Internet Explorers. Goodbye.
Bye.